Friday, February 21st, 5:41 a.m. So, yeah, it's been a while since I posted anything. Just, I've been busy painting. I've been busy dealing with the cold outside. But my big buddy heater warms up the garage. And look at this dog. She thinks I want her to lick my face. I don't want you to lick my face. You eat garbage. Yeah, yesterday we were walking on the street, and she kind of stopped, and I thought, okay, she's going to pee right here for some reason. Didn't give me any warning on the pee, like she usually does. But I turned around, and she came with me, and this big old paper towel was hanging out of her mouth. And I grabbed it and pulled it out of her mouth. I could see this big, wet, soggy paper towel. But then I heard her crunching something, so I got my hand in there and pulled out. Looked like it was in kind of the dark too, so I really couldn't tell what it was. But it kind of looked like, the back portion of a chicken part. You know, if you like the ribs and a little bit of the neck and stuff like that. That part of the chicken that people don't usually like to eat. It was like that, and I threw that away, and then I heard her crunching some more stuff, so I kind of had to pry her mouth open and told her drop it, you know, and a bunch of little pieces came out, and okay, come on, let's go, and my left hand was all funky with whatever that was. I don't know, I didn't really look, but she kind of like spit out more little chunks of bone and stuff as we were walking. So yeah, she definitely used to roam the neighborhood that she was in and go through the garbage. Because I don't know if I mentioned this already or not, but we were walking another time months ago, and a couple of months ago at least, maybe more. And we were walking down, and my neighbor up the street, this old guy, who you calling old, huh? This old guy his garbage had been knocked over along with his recycling bin. They were both knocked over, and some stuff was spilled out, but not a lot. I don't know who did that put to the guy, but he's a nice guy too. I don't know why, if anybody did it vindictively, I don't get it. But anyway, so I was gonna pick it up for him because it was still dark, and you know, the garbage truck hadn't come yet, and so I walked over there, and her whole demeanor changed. It's like, oh yeah, we're gonna nose through the garbage like I used to do. Yeah. And so I was having trouble of trying to get the garbage back into the bin and set it up straight with her trying to get into it. So and then also the recycling bin with the cardboard and stuff like that and what have you, and she was wanted to get into that too, so it was a little struggle. That took at least a minute or so to do. But anyway, so yeah, she's definitely has been a garbage dog. And we got her at the Yolo County animal shelter, and they said we can't tell you who brought her in or anything like that. But when they gave us the paperwork, it gave us the people's name and address. So I thought I'd Google it and get a street view of the house. And the funny thing is, it was in my old neighborhood out in Broderick. At least not even, probably about a quarter mile away from where I lived when I lived there. And so I looked at it on Google Street. I looked at it on Google Street View. Oh, my throat's going. Oh. And I could see they had a chain link fence, but it was only like about one of those, 3 feet, 3.5 feet high in front. So if they left her in the front yard, oh, she'd easily jump that, you know. So if she got out of the backyard, if they kept her out at night and let her, and she could find her way into the front yard, she'd get out easily. Anyway, so Well, all my fences, pretty much all my fences are over 6 feet tall. And so she probably doesn't want to try to jump those in the backyard, that is. So, what anyway, it's been a long time since I've been here talking to you, and I notice a lot of people quit coming to find out if I'm still posting. Got less and less hits on that page. So, it's okay. I'm sorry I haven't been posting. I just really haven't felt like it. I haven't been, felt like doing a lot of different things that I usually do. I'm not. I had been painting a lot. I painted. I redid my three dogs in Sailor Bar at night painting. I've been working on that. I've been working on my Santa Rosa underscore California painting. I was trying to. I was go, working on it in landscape format, and I decided to put it in portrait format. And we'll see how that works out. What else have I been doing? I've been doing freeze drying some food to store for the apocalypse. This past week here, I've been working out back, trying to finish my landscaping project, and I think I'll finish it this spring. Or soon, at least. Let's see what else. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm the membership medley at Blue Line is coming up, and I haven't been focused on that at all, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have anything I can enter for them to put up. I didn't really look at the if they've got that posted yet on Blue Line, they should. So let's see what their thing is. Hold on here. Yeah, they don't have the membership medley call for artists posting up yet. They just have ones something about tattoos, and the ones they usually have on there the work. Upcoming artists and also art for the workplace thing that they always have. Anyway, so I'm not really focused on that either. But oh, 5:50. So I better get going here because it's the days are getting longer, which means it's the sunrise is getting is sooner. And I'm wanting to get out of here at 10 till 10 after, so I got 20 minutes to get out of here. So let me wrap this short post up, and we'll leave it at that. Okay, have a good one. No, let me finish this post later. So we'll just put it on pause, and then when I get back from my walk, I'll talk some more.
Listening to gospel music on the colored radio station, and the preacher said, "No, you always have the Lord by your side."
Okay, 7:07 a.m. Just got back from the walk. Nothing to report. They're building two houses on my walk. One up on Hill Street, just south of Sacramento Avenue. No, what's the other one? Just south of, well, past the S turn. If you go down Hill Street south. And there's an S turn, just past the S turn on the left. They're building a house on this vacant lot. And it's gonna be a conventional house, two-story, blah, blah, blah. Nice bit of property, but too bad they're just gonna build something conventional there. The other house is down there on Bridge Street, on some of the property facing the street itself, right there at the southeast corner of Capitola and Bridge Street. And at least that one looks pretty interesting. They got a nice big balcony. It's a flat roof. The entrance is one level up from where the garage entrance is, because it's on a hill. And it's interesting. It's an interesting house. It's going to be stucco. So that one's more, that one is further along than the one on Hill Street. The Hill Street one, they just started this last fall. Or let's say maybe, let's see, it's February, June, January, in November they started it, let's say. Okay. the dog is not trainable. Pia, the talking dog, did the same kind of thing that Angel, also known as Chaos, does, and that's when she sees another dog, she goes wild. And Pia started doing that too, but at one point, and she didn't go as wild as Angel, also known as Chaos. I mean, she's like I said, the Tasmanian devil at the end of the leash. And I tried restraining her before, and it's already just knocked me down. So I just let it go. I can't, because there's no way I want to keep falling down. I might break something at my age, especially because she'll knock me down. I mean, knock me down. And Pia, after a while, Pia says, oh, yeah, okay, I understand. You don't want me to do that. Not this one. This one just, she's incorrigible. Anyway, so I've been doing a lot of walking and stuff, painting, and I really didn't want to do a lot of posting like this in previous months, because in the shorter days, at one point, you know, I was leaving at 5, no, excuse me, I was leaving at, I was leaving at 5:30, maybe less, maybe more, or less, somewhere around there, 5:30-ish, because the sunrise would be later. But now the sunrise is earlier, so I'm leaving at, like I did today, 6:10, roughly 6:10 is when I left, maybe a little after. So I was able to, you know, I'd get up early and I'd start painting as soon as I could after eating and doing my vitals and all that sort of stuff, taking my pill. And I'd start painting and just paint. Don't get in my way, because I'm painting. So that's basically what I've been doing most of this time here. Ignoring a lot of the stuff. I play some news in the background. Got my favorite podcasts. That's informative as far as news is concerned, and what they're doing in the world and the government. And so that's where I've been. And so if you're one of the people that keeps checking to see that there's a post, they're going to say, "Hey, there's a post." And you can go ahead and listen to this. I'll try to make more posts now that I'm really not painting right this week, at least, and so because I'm going to be doing the landscape project out back. I'd really like to finish that. I'm not that far from finishing it, so I should just finish it and make things a lot easier in this world. Let's see. So let me call it a wrap for this post. And what I'm going to do now is, I got some weightlifting I've been doing. I've increased my weightlifting, so actually my muscles are getting more toned. For a while there, they were looking pretty atrophied. Last year I was like, oh, look at these arms, they're like little spindly little pieces of flesh, you know, not very firm and not very strong looking. But now they look pretty good. The legs have always looked good because of all my walking and stuff. And I've been doing my shoulders and my back, and my upper back and my lower back, and some squats. Two. Let's see what else. And wrist curls after my bicep curls. Military lift. What else? So lat pull downs. Anyway, so let me get going here. I got a lot of stuff to do today, and we'll call this a wrap. And everybody, have a good day.